You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the mindset and the success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business. I'm super excited for a three-time guest, Mike Koenigs. He's a serial entrepreneur. He's a 13-time number one best-selling author, speaker, interactive online personality and entertainer, a stage 3 cancer survivor.
Today, I'm here to introduce you to a gentleman who's a dear friend of mine. He's helped me immensely, and he's been a consultant to some of the biggest companies in the world. Here's a guy that started literally from nothing, but back in the early days of the web, he was already the guy that was, you know, writing, you know, some of the first CD-ROMs games, did some of the first Mac games that existed, went out and became the guy that set up all those initial websites for Sony and for Columbia TriStar and for Fox. He's a guy that's managed or helped some of the largest businesses in the world, 3M, Domino's Pizza. But he's also shown people how to get started from nothing. And I know that's what he's probably most proud of.
I think Mike Koenigs is one of the most inspirational people I've ever seen.
He has an energy about him that is just infuses in you and just wants you to be the best who you want to be.
He's got this infectious smile and this nature about him. Yes, he's deadly serious and he really knows his stuff, but he's got this energy about him that makes you feel like, well, not only can I do it, but I want to do it.
What I love about Mike is that he is so authentic.
He has a vision for helping a million people to become millionaire entrepreneurs. That's going to change the whole world.
This is where your clients basically become stars.
That's exactly right. We take their product, we take their message, we distribute it all over the world and help them grow their business.
We're going to tell you how to get off the grid the way the celebrities do. Mike Koenigs is here today. He's a film director, and he's put together this documentary called Life with Tesla.
Earning over $50 million online and helping more than 49,000 customers in 121 different countries, Mike Koenigs has influenced and advised business owners and entrepreneurs worldwide, helping them start, build, grow, and reinvent themselves in becoming experts, authorities, and best-selling authors and celebrities. He's interviewed, advised, and consulted some of the wealthiest and most influential business leaders, billionaires, and movie stars on the planet. For nearly 30 years now, Mike has brought celebrity-level marketing tools and his You Everywhere Now systems to entrepreneurs and businesses so that you can get you and your business found, seen, heard, watched, and read anytime, anywhere, and on any device. With the click of a button, you can leverage Apple, Google, Amazon, Facebook, and YouTube's social network to build, grow, engage, and monetize your audience, following, and brand today. Mike built and sold his last two businesses to publicly traded companies. His most recent exit was selling Traffic Geyser, an instant customer. Mike's first company, Digital Cafe, was sold to the publicly traded Interpublic Group in 1999. Mike came from humble beginnings. He grew up lower middle class in Eagle Lake, Minnesota, a small town in southwest Minnesota, population 763. He's the oldest of four kids, and his dad was a barber. Mike taught himself how to program when he was 14 years old. He's been writing code, innovating, consulting, and advising business owners, CEOs, and celebrities since he was 16 years old. After 30 years as a serial entrepreneur, Mike Koenigs is an 11-time number one best-selling author, international top-rated speaker, consultant, angel investor, host of his own TV show, and philanthropist who has raised over $2.4 million for the Just Like My Child Foundation and Girl Power Project, an organization that empowers the world's most vulnerable girls to have control and take control of their bodies, their education, their communities, and their future.
So I want to introduce to you Mike Koenigs, my dear friend.
This is Mike Koenigs, and I want to talk to you today about how you can build an online business.
And that's enough said. Like,
there you go.
That is just a hard thing in itself, and then a huge accomplishment over anything else.
Good. Everything else has been almost a walk in the park.
And anybody that's watched our show before knows who you are, because we've done it like two other times.
Yeah, right on. Good to see you, man.
Awesome, man. Well, welcome back to Making Bank.
Yeah.
Super excited we got to connect last night again and spend a little time and back here again for the show. And just, I really want to find out, you know, kind of like what you're thinking, what you're predicting here.
Sure. Well, you know, we're at Traffic and Conversion right now, which is a huge event. There's a lot of people here. And I just finished selling my fourth business, just did a transaction. And one of the reasons that happened is because I've been observing and paying attention to like what I think is going to happen next.
Okay.
And Traffic and Conversion is an interesting event because how many people are supposed to be here?
6,000 to 7,000.
Right on. Yeah. I heard 6,500 and it's right like insane. So somewhere in between. That's a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
It's... And right now, I have heard this. I think it was Roland Frazier who actually told me this. I did an interview with him a couple weeks ago. There's 6.5 million advertisers on Facebook right now.
Wow.
6.5 million. And Facebook has no ads to sell any longer.
Right.
They literally run out of inventory.
Yeah.
And there's a friend of mine. He's a very well-known personality. Spent last year almost $5 million on Facebook.
Okay, sure.
And one of his ad accounts got shut down. Mm-hmm. He can't even get them on the phone to talk to them. So imagine if you're spending $5 million a year with a company who won't even call you back.
Right.
So first of all, I'd say F you, Facebook. But the other reason is whenever there is 6.5 million lemmings running to the ocean about to run off a cliff, should you be in that crowd too?
Probably not the best one to be in.
Exactly. So I think that's a sign of right now we're at a compression moment in media history where one of the most arguably valuable advertising mediums and tools and platforms that exists on the planet makes it hard to give them money.
Right.
And
because we want to.
We want to. Now, I don't want to give them any money at all. I actually hate Facebook.
Well, yeah.
I think they're evil. Okay?
When it was organic, it was all good.
Right, right. No, and I've never particularly loved social media, even though I've been a proponent of, I promoted it, I've used it. But I've considered it a one-way conversation, not a two-way conversation. I just don't enjoy it. I find it to be a soul-sucking waste of time.
Sure.
That's my opinion. Now, having said that, that doesn't mean I wouldn't use it, and I don't think it's a valuable tool. I just think you've got to keep this, take this all into consideration.
Sure.
So the reason I'm saying that is we've got platforms right now that are really, through a lens, dangerous to humanity, social media in general, and you've got kids.
Oh, yeah.
I got a 16-year-old, and I watch what other kids. I mean, kids take their phones to bed, and they don't sleep at night. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So I think right now we're at a changing point, a breaking point in human history where we have to rethink the way we do business, the way we engage, the way we interact, and doing that outside of the social world,
right.
Okay? Meaning deep, narrow, meaningful, intimate relationships are more important now than ever before.
For sure.
I'm a proponent of events, for example, deep connection. And I was with another friend yesterday. He's a very big media promoter, well-known guy, and he was out to eat 2 days ago with a whole bunch of celebrities, 20 celebrities in the room. And these are people who, on the surface, you'd look at them and go, they've got the perfect lives.
Right.
Eight-figure incomes, they're in great health, the men are dating movie stars, and the women, who knows what's going on there. But I mean, on the surface, it looks great.
Sure.
And when they all got intimate and talked about, like, what do they really want more than anything? The answer across the board was connection. Mm-hmm. They wanted deeper, more intimate, and meaningful connections.
Okay.
And it just goes to show that right now, in my opinion, when you look at, we're on the precipice of another massive shift in human consciousness. We've got artificial intelligence, neural networks coming online.
Right.
The doing economy is already sort of over, meaning it's been replaced by robotics.
Sure.
And you look at what's happening to transportation. A huge percentage of jobs in the world are transportation related, and you've got Uber and Lyft and pretty soon self-driving vehicles.
Right.
Okay. So if you're in the doing industry or doing economy, you're at risk. Okay.
For no job.
It's basically you're getting pinched.
Right.
It's hard to make a living. And then we've got the knowing economy. The knowledge economy.
Sure.
That would be white collar. And that's going to go for financial services, anything that would be considered account related, customer service, customer support, help. Again, knowledge oriented and doing based upon making decisions or having an education, a traditional education.
Okay.
Well, AI and neural networks are going to be chopping that up. It's going to be outsourced to a software as service business fairly
quickly. Like Messenger bots are just the early stages of that, to where if that's replacing your customer service team,
right?
You know, than all those jobs that
totally.
Would be
but
before
doctors,
that.
For that matter. So, for example, I just saw a demonstration. I belong to an organization called Abundance 360. It's run by Peter Diamandis. And there was a company there called Soul Machines.
Okay.
And what Soul Machines has are their intelligent, artificial intelligence bots. They're being designed to do customer service right now, although the next generation will be personalized medicine. Okay.
Huh. Okay.
So what happens, though, is the system will look at you and actually build a character that it knows you would react and respond well to. So familiar looking. And we know that about, you know, if you engage or interact with someone who looks kind of like you, it looks familiar, you're going to trust them faster.
For
sure. Anyway, the video they show is of a baby they're training. And on screen, you've got this baby. And they show, like, what's going on chemically inside the artificial brain. Okay, so, you know, we've got serotonin and all kinds of, you know, mood chemicals.
And all that stuff, right, yeah.
And a certain behavior will cause these things to squirt around inside your brain. Then we've got the electrical system, okay? And then we've got another system that showed basically how information is being organized and sorted in real time inside that brain.
Okay.
So the first step is they show a person teaching the baby information.
Sure.
So it would teach them, like, nice ducky. So how you behave and react, you'd see the nice juice, the
changes,
you know, the chemical squirts going on, how the information's organized. And then, scary spider, scary spider. And the baby would go like this, and you'd actually see the flush response occur. And you would immediately react to how you were behaving with the baby. You'd be like, oh, I shouldn't do that.
Right.
So first of all, our engagement and interaction, even with an artificial thing, gets weird. And not long ago, when Boston Robotics, I think it's Boston Robotics, they make, like, the robot dogs.
The dogs, yes,
right?
Yes.
PETA made a big announcement when someone kicked it. And they said, you shouldn't kick robot dogs. It's just a machine. But because it's already anthropomorphic, people are reacting a certain way. And that's exactly what starts happening with these artificial beings.
Sure.
All right? So I'm sharing that because the next thing that happens is they show this baby and teach it how to move its arms and start selecting through its memories and pushing a button when it likes something or doesn't like something. So you could see the baby actually going through its memories, and when it saw the ducky, it wanted to see more of the ducky, so it pushed the look at the ducky button.
Okay.
Happy chemicals squirting around the brain. Huh. When it went by the spider, the scary spider, it avoided it right away because bad chemicals showed up.
Yeah.
Right? So you literally could watch as
That's
a baby
crazy.
Was becoming an addict by programming
Pressing.
Itself and responding to buttons. Huh. So it gave you some insight in the human being.
Sure.
Okay? And what, in my opinion, again, when you look at what is happening in our world around us, is very quickly, we're going to be putting on masks, augmented reality or virtual
VR
reality.
System. Yeah,
right?
We bought one.
Yep. So Magic Leap is one of these companies that has an augmented reality. Mm. You put it on, and inside the room you're in, you'll actually see an artificial being appear in front of you, and you can interact and engage
sure.
with them. And so this artificial being, you could say, hey, like a kid could say, I want to see this girl naked. Okay? So you could see very quickly that the next generation of kids are going to be addicted to very different things than sifting
and throwing. And Magic Leap, you're looking through just like you're looking through a pair of glasses. So you're seeing your room or whatever, but now there's stuff that's layered on top, which is even more than just the straight VR that Facebook owns or whatever.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely. So just to cut to the chase, to get to, like, what does this mean and why is this relevant or important? What I predict is going to happen is now more than ever before. Think about the skills that matter most. It's going to be creativity and innovation, leadership, entertainment, and also experiences.
Sure.
Intimacy. Genuine human intimacy that can't be replaced by AR, VR, or you know, something that's artificially created. We're going to be striving for that. So what do you want to direct your children towards?
Right.
And what do you want to be preparing yourself for? Because this is a world that's going to shift so fast.
For sure.
And that's the lens I've been looking through right now, is like, where are the great opportunities in front of us? So.
And so taking a look at that, before we kind of dive into what you're seeing as great opportunities, I mean, just even from, I mean, I know how we're trying to bring our kids up and everything else is, I mean, just, I mean, not being able to have phones in the rooms and, you know, things like that, limiting that time on them. And I'm trying to teach them that it's a product, it's a device to actually use for business or productivity of, like each of my kids have their own business. So they're using that for that. It's not to enjoy games and entertainment and things like that. So they don't get that dopamine and neurochemical addiction and stuff for that. It's hard because all of a sudden they got a car racing game on there or something like that.
Or all their kids. This is how I mean, I know a bunch of the kids in my son's grade don't even care about getting their driver's license. For us or for me, that was their freedom.
Yeah, okay? Right.
Freedom happens through a phone, through the lens of Snapchat now. And with, Lyft or
sure.
You can get a ride, you can go anywhere.
Yeah.
And everything happens through your phone.
Right.
So ownership, the concept of ownership is being rapidly replaced by Airbnb, and the same is true with vehicles and soon again self-driving cars. Why even own it?
Right. Now you just call it and it comes to get you.
So our value systems are shifting dramatically as well. And that's where, it's easy. So I think it's a matter of where are the opportunities. You got to be looking below the line, below the surface all the time and stay above the surface to see what's happening, and below the surface is where everyone's living.
Where everyone's at,
and if you're submerged below the line, you can't see the future.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
You're stuck in the swamp.
Yeah. No, and that's the truth. I know even with Facebook ads we were talking about and everything else, working with our Facebook rep, he's like, hey, keep apprised. Here's what we have that we're going into beta right now, and we're just waiting on the beta invite. But AR, so AR ads.
Yeah.
So we can run, with our teeth whitening device, we can run an AR ad where somebody can actually pop it up to their teeth, use it in AR, and it whitens their teeth two or three shades, and they're like, oh, this is amazing, and then go buy the product.
Kind of like
whatever.
Trying on glasses on a picture
like
of
Warby Parker
face,
or something like that, which, figuring out which frames and stuff fit your face.
Absolutely.
And all that. So what are you seeing, I guess, obviously with AR, with Magic Leap and all these different things, where are the opportunities, I guess, as entrepreneurs that we're all watching, that are watching this, what are those opportunities for us to start to gravitate towards, start to implement, because if we can start to stage right now where it's going, we'll be ahead.
Right. So I think, again, we always want to start through the simple lens first, which is what is something that I can do right now in my existing business without having to shift focus completely, Or if you don't have, $500,000 or $1 million in the bank to afford to take the time off to think for a little while, which everyone would love to have is like, God, if I could just stop and think.
Every day, though, it's like,
there's everything's moving, and your business is either generating revenue or it's a gigantic expense, So with that in mind, what I would suggest is, first of all, focus on your top 2% or top 20% of your customer base and find ways that you can provide the greatest experiences to them.
Okay.
Events, for example, getting closer and finding where can you 10x the value of a product. So, you're talking about in the teeth business, the lens I would look through is where can I provide life extension opportunities. If you've got health products, maybe there'd be an experiential thing that you could do with 50 or 100 people.
Sure.
Where can I co-create with my customers?
Right.
Where can I have intimate experiences and deeper relationships that are more meaningful with them? And, some people be like, well, I'm selling a consumer product. I don't see how it would fit in. And it's like, well, maybe there's a possibility. You'd never know what your client's driving or where they
live.
You might have a couple billionaires, right?
Yeah.
And they would pay for leadership, creativity, and access to life extension opportunities, for example. So that would be a portal that I would examine. And where the biggest opportunities right now that exist, for example, space is a $1 trillion industry.
Sure.
And I'll give you a just for example, but I'm actually involved now with a company that promises to be launching satellites into space the first half of next year.
That's cool.
For significantly less than anywhere else using reusable technology. I would have never thought I'd even have access to an opportunity like that.
Right. It's like where you go to now here.
But an ordinary person can actually invest in space opportunities.
Sure.
All right. That's breakthrough.
Yeah, that's super cool.
Life extension for sure. So right now, our healthcare system is broken.
Right.
Okay. Worldwide, it's broken. The United States especially broken.
Sure.
And most smart doctors are moving towards cash-based services. Okay. and functional medicine instead of traditional.
Right.
So what I've found is there's tremendous opportunities to work with doctors.
Okay.
And anything that is life extension, functional medical medicine related is smart. Also food and beverage.
Right.
The opportunities, there's a word that changed my life. I heard it not long ago, which is medical food.
Okay.
And so the idea of food as medicine, we've always heard that, right?
Yeah.
But what if you've got food that actually could reverse diabetes, for example? So I think the opportunity to not only create, and now we've got meat-free products, all the different meat products, I'd pay attention to where can I supply services even to these new emerging industries?
Okay,
so even if you can't get directly involved with that... right now, there are over 70 companies raising money to do space exploration and travel.
Wow.
All of them need services to help them do what they want to do.
Hmm.
Right? So, and then the other places that I'd pay attention to, we know that artificial intelligence, augmented reality, and neural networks are going to change advertising.
Right.
So what kind of services can I provide? I would definitely look at, you know, if I were in Facebook advertising and marketing right now, I'd say, how can I add augmented reality services to what I'm doing? But again, just the easy step is I like to say, I believe we're entering into the super being economy, a new era in human consciousness, human behavior, and intimacy. And anything that accelerates the experience of better relationships, better connection, more intimacy, and pulls us away from mainstream. Again, I run away from the lemons.
that we talked about initially. So, no, that's super cool. And I liked what you said about like an experience, whether it's a retreat or something, even for a consumer products company, offer this out there and, you'll probably get whatever, a few hundred maybe or 50 of your top people, that love your products, that support who you are, that are part of your culture and everything that you do, and then create that experience now that other people are going to see and want to be part of as well.
It's going to elevate your brand. It's going to elevate their experience with your product. And something else that, again, was a foreign thought to me not that long ago, but I've seen it more and more is, there are a tremendous number of extremely wealthy people amongst us. And I was just with a fairly high visibility person 4 days ago.
Okay.
And we were talking about constructing $1 million offer for his client base.
Okay.
Okay. And I've been working on a similar thing with another friend of mine who's got a fairly big brand.
Sure.
And again, that might sound out of touch, but... there are people who are willing to pay an enormous amount of money for access.
Mm.
So I'm going to give you another example that just, again, the think of it as an exercise to expand your thinking.
Sure.
So my wife, Vivian, has a nonprofit, and she's been doing this for 13 years. So philanthropy, nonprofit, you don't think about money necessarily.
Right.
When you think of that, right? It's like a big part of what you're doing is constantly raising money. But one of the ways she raises money is by partnering with businesses who basically give her $25,000 or $50,000 or participate in a fundraising experience. And celebrities, for example, all try to associate them with good nonprofits, good philanthropies all the time. So she's become a bit of a bridge between business, celebrities, and nonprofit. And what people are willing to invest in fact, that traffic and conversion, for $15,000 right now, you can spend a couple of minutes with Richard Branson while you're here.
Right. Okay? I remember seeing,
right? All that money is going to a nonprofit.
Sure.
So, how do you, my wife's book is called How to Change the World While You Work. And it's based around creating partnerships between nonprofit philanthropies and celebrities, for example.
Okay.
It's more beingness, okay? Allowing human beings to be better human beings. To spend more time being rewarded for who they are versus what they do or what they know.
That's cool.
So,
So say we have, a lot of people that have their businesses out there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they want to align with some type of a nonprofit or, celebrities or kind of get into that space to be able to give back.
Right.
I mean, what's the best way for them to, I guess, take that step or to make that alignment?
Well, just as I just thought of this right now, again, we're just riffing.
That's what I mean.
My wife actually gives away her book. And okay. She's got a whole formula for that, and I can tell you what the link is. It's www.justlikemychild.org.
Okay. We'll drop down here in the notes.
Put it in the notes. Sure. So justlikemychild.org/book.
Okay.
She's actually got a format and a formula for nonprofits to adopt this.
Okay.
But also all business owners can think about raising money.
Reverse engineer it to bring it back the other way.
Yeah. But what she did is she had Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife, come to an event. And when you were one of the bigger donors, you got to, actually have dinner at the table and take photos with her, and which again, from a business person's perspective, that alignment or connection with celebrity is visible,
right?
Helps with their brand, and to the celebrity, the benefit to them is they're actually doing good while they're doing raising money, and they get the credit for that
for sure.
And what we've found consistently is businesses that are involved in nonprofits, they're customers are more loyal, they spend more with them, and they stick around longer.
Right.
When they know that you stand for something.
Stand behind something, for it. Huh, cool. I know we got a couple minutes left. quick thought. What are you seeing? Because I know you're launching your podcast here recently. You just did. What, and we got a lot of people that watch this one, plus some of them have their own podcasts and things. What are you finding from your side of things that's been really working for you on your initial rollout?
Sure. Well, so I'll give you the backstory first, because there was a lot of strategy behind the creation. So the podcast is called Capability Amplifier. It's with Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach.
Cool.
What Strategic Coach does is they work with small business owners and help them with a bunch of tools. They meet every quarter to find new ways to advance and multiply their cause, grow their business, using some unique tools.
For sure.
And Dan is a 75-year-old guru. He is really, really, really smart. Remarkable guy. And I love the way he thinks.
I love Dan's stuff, so yeah.
God, he's so smart. So... and what we do is we play ping pong.
Okay.
So the interview, as of right now, has just been him and I talking, although we've decided I'm going to start doing interviews.
Okay.
And we've got a very unique way of how we're going to add value in some subsequent episodes. But for Dan, there's a little world that he lives in, which is a lot of Dan's customers, clients, come from Genius Network and vice versa. Also, Abundance 360 with Peter Diamandis. They get a lot of people from Tony Robbins now. And then there's a couple other aligned organizations. So for us, our goal is to get people used to thinking the way we think. So we're really conditioning them to become really good strategic coach members.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, for me personally, of course, my alignment with Dan is awesome. And in his organization, out of the thousands of customers that they have right now, a large percentage are right fit clients for me as an advisor.
Okay.
So I'm doing most of my work now is equity advisory work.
Okay.
I work with businesses to accelerate and amplify and elevate their messaging, help them attract high quality customers, but also be better. As I like to say, you get paid for who you are versus what you do or what you know. And that appeals to a lot of business owners who've been busy grinding away for years.
Right.
And along the way, there's damage that's done, damage to their families, damage to their bodies. So I'm very holistic in how I work with organizations. I bring a lot of resources to the table. So having said that, what's working right now is we print out flyers. We hand them out at every event, so it's very organic.
Nice. Old school, the kind of guerrilla marketing, yeah.
Now, here's the next thing that we're doing. Every episode, we're treating it as though we are performing a chapter in a book. So we're going to turn...
Interesting.
So now we've got a whole flow of all the capabilities we're going to educate business owners in. And we're going to produce 2 to 3 books a year.
Okay.
That are going to be capability amplifier books. Branded
awesome.
As the podcast. And then the other thing we're starting to do is use a strategy very similar to I got to think of his name. Gary Vee.
Oh, yeah.
His micro content strategy.
Right.
And what we do with the micro content strategy is slice the best nuggets of the podcast.
Sure.
And blast them out. And what Gary Vee's been doing is every day around noon,
right,
he'll blast out chunks of content to every media channel he's on. And they're about 30 seconds to a minute each.
Sure. Yeah.
So we're going to be doing that.
Okay.
And then the other thing that we'll definitely do, again, the format I'm not exactly sure about because it's going to come down to how we edit it. But I heard a genius strategy not long ago. For, you know, anytime you ever do a book, you should always do an audiobook.
Right.
And what you do is you can give away the audiobook with your Kindle book as a promo. So we'd be giving that away. So it'd basically be a best of the podcast as a giveaway and an opt-in bonus.
That's cool.
So, and I'll give you one other little strategy here to
think about.
Because we have, I was just with Nick yesterday talking to him about a variety of strategies.
Cool.
We share the company to do some promos. But what Mel Robbins started doing is a promo where they give away the audiobook version of a book and promote an Audible offer. So in other words, when you sign up for Audible, you get an ebook or an audiobook for free.
Okay.
So the whole idea is it becomes an affiliate offer. You can actually make more money than your ads cost by giving away an Audible subscription.
Huh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. So,
didn't think of that one.
it's a non-obvious thing. So the bottom line is, you know, all these things take time.
Right.
So for me, I don't need a lot of individuals to work with every year to have a huge impact. Because now instead of thinking wide and broad or shallow and broad, I'm thinking about narrow and deep. So, you know, how can I impact someone who can impact a million people or half a million people? So I'm looking at a very different audience than I used to.
Right.
And so the podcast doesn't have to appeal to a ton of people. It has to appeal to the right people.
But that's also, too, where you get way more traction. Because now you're super focused. You know what those people want.
Right.
And they're like, oh, this is amazing. Now we got raving culture around it and everything else.
So. And it really does revolve around this notion of the super being economy.
Right.
You know, it's about elevating the consciousness and providing not just business advice and business acceleration, but true healing as well inside the organization with the owner.
That's awesome. One last thing then is, what I always like to ask people kind of here lately is, what's one question I didn't ask you that you're like, man, Josh, I really wish you would ask me this? and then what your answer would be.
So do you want that to be business, personal?
Whatever family? You think that would... like help everyone that's listening and watching right now change their game or elevate where they're at or make that micrometer difference.
Well, here's I'll be really transparent and super open here. About a year and a half ago, I started waking up and my soul hurt. And I didn't realize this until a couple of weeks ago. I could finally articulate it, but I had outgrown who I was.
Wow.
I'd outgrown who I was, what I was doing, why I was doing it, and who I was doing it for. And now that I've been able to articulate this and I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of friends, as business owners and entrepreneurs, that happens. We go through all kinds of reinvention opportunities.
Right.
But the question is, what do you do with that? Because in the process, it's not uncommon for, if you don't listen to that, pretty soon your health starts to go. Your marriage can go, or the most meaningful relationships.
Sure.
You start resenting what you do and who you do it for. And I can see that in the faces and eyes of people I know. And there aren't a lot of resources available to support that transition and make that happen, that reinvention. And I listened and I operated. I did something about it. And that's really I decided to shift direction, shift focus, and actually support other people who are like, holy cow, I need to listen to
that.
I need to go to the next level. And I started working with business owners, helping them in that transition. And it's been profound for me. It's been profound for them as well. So I think the question, I don't even know how to package it, is what do you do when you don't know what to do and when you outgrow yourself?
Sure.
And it's like that is the next stage in your in your evolution, and you've got to listen to that. You've just got to listen to it so you can be your very best you.
For sure. No, I totally agree. I've gone through that a few years back and totally know what you're saying. It's just like, you're like, man, what do I do next? Mm-hmm. Where's that next thing for me? And, you know, how do I make that impact on people around me
and not be trapped. Yeah, you don't want to be like the aging rock star who you know hates their life and they've been singing the same damn songs for 40 years, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You wind up in the dankiest club in Vegas and you're like, God, that guy's hate
all the C-level right clubs now instead of A.
That's right.
Cool. Well, Mike, it was so awesome to have you back on.
And, always a pleasure.
You know, it was super cool. I didn't know where the whole thing was going
to
flow
no
and go
idea
today.
I had no idea, to tell you the truth. But I figured, well, let's see where
let's
it
see
goes.
What happens.
Hopefully it'll be unique, interesting, and resonate with someone.
For sure. Awesome. Hey, guys, there are totally way tons of cool information packed into this interview. Make sure you guys are listening, taking some notes. We go from AI to AR to being the best person who you can be, to finding yourself, reinventing yourself, to lots of amazing different topics that Mike and I covered today. So take those notes, jot it down, rewind, go back and listen to this over and over until you get every little micro detail that you can change and transform where you're at in your business, in your life today. So Mike, thank you again, my friend, for coming on Making Bank. Guys, it was awesome for you guys watching today. I am Josh Felber. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.